I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a feel-good summer Friday. Yeah, it's feel-good Friday here on Boomer and Geo, brought to you by Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka, sunshine in a can.
Sunshine in a can is right. And you talk about sunshine, I think today's going to be a beautiful day, but not going to be a great weekend for some players on some of these NFL teams, especially the local teams, as you see the Jets trying to refortify their defensive line through trading. You know, this is when all of a sudden, you know, people have to make really, really tough decisions. And it is extremely intense for the players that are on the bubble. And I would say it's about probably 25% of the players, because most of those players that are going to be cut are going to be asked to come back on the practice squad,
yeah,
try to be developed. They're not going to get a full salary, which is unfortunate. But their dream still lives on. About 25% of the players, their dream ends. And then it's a question of whether somebody else around the league really would like you to be on their practice squad, or somebody wants to legitimately pick you up to see if you can actually make the active roster. So I've been through this, watching players kind of struggle this weekend, because they've been here for 6 months, essentially, and they've been working out, and they've been under the coaches, in the meeting rooms and practice field and everything. All the hijinks, all the fun that goes into all that stuff is basically out the window right now, because it's cut down time.
Yeah, it is. And I'm just looking. We always talk about the Giants' schedule. You know, looking at the Jets, it's better than what the Giants have on paper.
That's what they're saying about Miami. That's what they're saying about New England. And that's what they're saying about Buffalo. That's why Buffalo probably has a pretty high win total.
Because you got the NFC South in there. That's why. And you get teams like, they're playing the Browns.
They're playing the Saints. They're playing the Saints in Week 16. That's a game that, you know, who's playing quarterback for New Orleans at that time?
That might be a fight for the number one overall pick right there. Honestly, that might be a fight.
Then the Jets are going to win it. They're going to win the
game. Of course, because they'll never, because they won't get the number one overall pick. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If they do get the number one pick, there's one thing for sure.
Arch Manning's not coming here, right? Yeah, of course. Yep, no way, no how. Sorry, try again next year.
Yeah, I wish that wouldn't be the case, but unfortunately it seems like that would be the case.
I think the Jets are, they're like a 3-win team.
Really?
I really do. I think that their offense is going to be bottom 3 in the league.
I have to tell you, week 1 is fascinating to me. Fascinating.
With the
Aaron
Steelers.
Rodgers coming into town.
Yeah.
Hopefully he makes it through the game.
You know he will. I mean, he'll probably run, he'll have a 99-yard touchdown run, blowing everybody by.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that their offense is going to be a pure atrocity. And the reasons why I think are clear.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a guy who can't throw the football. I think they have one good wide receiver who can, you know, play with bad quarterbacks. He's proven that and be productive. And they've got a rookie offensive coordinator who's never done it before and a defensive head coach. Rookie defensive head coach. And really nobody on that offense. Like, they've got Steve Wilks on the defensive staff. Is there anybody on the offensive staff like that who's had experience? You know, I'm not so sure. So, I think they are going to be in third and seven every single drive and then have Justin Fields throw the ball into the ground.
Well,
that's what we're going to see.
I don't know if we'll see it. That I don't think it's going to be that bad, but I think we'll see a lot of bootlegs. We're going to see some RPO stuff for him, and they're going to try to build around his skill set, and that's what they should do.
Yeah.
And it's not dropping back 40 times and reading defenses without moving him around and helping him out. And that's really what the coach's job is to do. So this is who they felt like, let's sign him. Let's get him in camp. Let's work with him from the beginning because he's been here since, you know, I feel like he's been here since Aaron Glenn has been here and Tanner Engstrom have been here. So they've had ample amount of time at least to assess what he's capable of.
Yeah, I'll give you, we talk about like over-unders with the Jets and the Giants. Have a combined, I'll give you a combined over-under number with these two.
All right, so what is the combined number right now?
I think it's, if you put the, what is it, it's both five, it's I guess 11 because it's 5.5, 5.5.
Yep.
I'll my over-under line that I'm going to give you combined, 8.5.
So 6 for the Giants and 2 for the Jets.
I was thinking 5 and 3.
Yeah, I think the Giants could be better than that.
Yeah, I know. I know you do. I know other people do.
I just feel like there's an infusion of youth. There's going to be a competitive desire. You know, watching your defense the last couple of games, I know it's only preseason, but just watching them fly around, I just feel like there's a different vibe around the team. And I think a lot of that has to do, obviously, with the quarterback position and Abdul Carter, but it's if Andrew Thomas and Malik Nabers are healthy and they're ready to rock and roll, they got some of the best players, Dexter Lawrence. I think Brian Burns is a hell of a player. They got some really top-end players. And hopefully the coaching staff is going to bring the competitive nature out in this roster as opposed to the last 2 years watching this thing fall apart by midseason because of injuries and, I think, lack of confidence.
Yeah, I can see Giants 6. If it's going to go over, I can see Giants 6, Jets 3. I have a tough time getting the Jets to 4 wins. I really do. Al, over under combined wins, Jets and Giants, 8.5.
I'm gonna say over because I think 9.
9.
I just think they're gonna win. They're gonna win somewhere along the line. Each team. We won 3 games somehow. I have no idea how we won those games. We even lost to the expansion Panthers that year. And we still won 3 games. And that was in a 16-game season. Somehow they're going to win 4 or 5 games.
I don't know, man.
Somebody will come in and somebody will be beat up or hurt or somebody's not playing.
So 4 or 5, I mean, it's not really
Let's just say Patrick Mahomes pulls a hamstring in week 2 and then all of a sudden Kansas City comes to New York and you're playing the Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean
that could happen.
I mean, the Jets could have any number of injuries as well and make them even worse than they are, so...
I'm talking about the Giants in that regard.
Well, the Giants, they could win. Like, the ceiling there for me is 6.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's something going on over there at the Giants. I just feel like there's...
How many times have we done this, though? With the Giants.
But I haven't felt this way about the Giants the last couple of years, and maybe just because it's the quarterback situation or something else, but I just feel like there's something pushing the Giants to be more competitive, more have more desire on the field, have more confidence. You know, talking to Dexter Lawrence, I love that kid.
Well, yeah, he's one of my favorite players in the NFL. I love him. I've always talked about that. I mean, I mentioned that, but he's been great for years now on bad teams. I'm not worried about him.
But just talking to him and listening to him talk about Abdul Carter and Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, I mean, like, I think they're a team trending upward depending on what the quarterback does.
Yeah, I mean, they won 3 games last year, so it's going to be tough to not trend upward from 3.
So bar is low. I'm not saying it isn't low. And then obviously the coach, the GM, they're all sitting on hot seats. And depending on what the owner decides to do, and you know how much, you know how invested John Mara is.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's not a question. This has been, it's been tough. This stretch here has been very, very difficult. They got those two Super Bowls, and those were amazing runs and memorable moments, not just in Giants history and NFL history, but, you know, last number of years have been very difficult, going through coach after coach after coach, miserable season. Last year might have been the worst out of all of them. 100th season, 3 wins.
But to the credit of Mr. Mara, he knew that there were extenuating circumstances. He knew that there were injuries. He knew that the team was not ready. And unfortunately for Daniel Jones and guys like Evan Neal, they did not live up to their draft status.
Yeah. Let's go to Scott and Somers. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Good, Scotty. What's happening?
Hey, Booms. Just a little call out is I have a son that's 2.5, and his, my father-in-law, we also call him Boompa because our other, my nephew started calling him Boompa, so you're not the only one out there.
All right.
But on the other hand is, there you go.
Thanks to Danny.
On the other hand is, so last night was, I watched the Giant game. And it was the first time in a long time that I actually took enjoyment watching a Giant game. Everybody flying around, Russell Wilson, like everybody's just hopping up and down, and it was great to see it. So I have faith this year, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, it's the preseason, and that's a good thing. I'm not gonna rain on your preseason parade, but let's see what happens after the first couple of weeks. And if they split those first two games, I think you got a little bit of juice heading into games 3 and 4. If they lose the first two, it's going to be a long season. I mean, I really do believe that. It's just, you got to be able to win one of those two division games. If you win both, my God, we'll be flying high going crazy.
You know how Aaron Glenn is talking about the penalty problems the Jets had last year? That's the first thing that he wants to correct. You know, he doesn't want to be the most penalized team in the league. Those things kill you. The negative things kill you. For the Giants, you know, I'm telling you what it is. It's turnovers. And it's the lack of forcing turnovers. And if that stat in itself just flips, then they'll be a much more competitive team. And again, I go back to Russell Wilson. He's not a guy who turns the ball over a lot. He plays a cautious brand of football. I know that. It's not what he used to be. And I think he's basically an experienced guy that's trying not to give the game away. And that might drive coaches crazy. Like, you know, some coaches, you know, they'll tell you, and I think is I did the Parcells birthday, so happy birthday to Bill Parcells
yes.
today. You know, Phil Simms would tell a story a million times about how Parcells, if you don't go out there and throw 2 interceptions today, you're not trying. You know, go out there and let it go. And I think sometimes coaches want to see that. Like, it's one of the things I think that was what happened to Alex Smith in Kansas City. When they would go to the playoffs, they had a good team, and he'd have a good year. They meet the Steelers in the playoffs, and there were guys running down the sideline, and he just wouldn't pull the trigger for whatever reason. Mm. And it forced them to draft a quarterback, and that quarterback just happened to be Patrick Mahomes, who will throw it all over the field. Sometimes, you know, carelessly, but he's Patrick Mahomes, and he knows what he's doing, so you kind of let him fly a little bit.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on this Feel Good Summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So if you listen to the show, you know that Boomer talks a lot about Jerry Recco's incident on a golf course on Father's Day where he hits a ball into a tree. The ball goes from the tree into his face, and Boomer said, well, that'd be an epic death, and Father's Day, the whole thing. You've heard it a million times. Ah! So then after that, there was me licking a golf ball and then almost dying on the 17th tee box at Seawayne, and Boomer was nice enough to stop his great round and make sure that I did not die. So that is now two WFAN on-air personalities who had near-death experiences on a golf course.
You also hit the ball off a tree when I begged you not to.
It did come back.
Hit you in the shoulder.
It did, yeah.
I begged you to move the ball.
That is true. That did happen. I didn't feel like I was in much danger there, though. Like, it hit the shoulder. Didn't really make it.
Neither did I.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I felt like I was headed towards disaster when I was having that chemical explosion.
Yeah.
In my face.
What did you expect them to do? Lick your balls?
I was thinking about, you know, just think of me for a second. Had I lost both of you on the golf course?
Oh, you'd have great stories for the rest of your life.
Stories that I could just absolutely.
You would love that.
Just keep hammering them home.
Yeah. So,
all right, so anyway.
And by the way, CBS Sports Hour is going to leave us for volleyball in a little bit. So at 8:30,
not the warm-up show, guys.
But we will remain, of course, on WFAN and the free Odyssey app. So we have another one yesterday. So Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, JJ, John Jastrzemski, and Mike Francesa play golf together in Nassau County at Sands Point yesterday.
And another beautiful golf course, by the way.
Love that place. It's gorgeous. So Mike hosts them out there, and Brandon puts out a post, says, what a crew, great day. Thanks to Big Mike for the awesome hospitality and stories. And then he quote tweets that and says, Mike played well, definitely hits it straight.
but he sculled one sand shot, and it literally hit me full speed in the chest from about 85 feet away.
Oh, man.
A great day was inches from being disastrous. And then he did the thank you hands emoji.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you. And then on the next tee box, Mike got close to Sal and said, hey, listen, I tried.
I didn't know that happened. Wow.
Yeah. So,
damn. So was do we know the detail? Like, was Brandon in front of him? He said scold it, so I guess it went sideways?
Yeah. What I'm assuming is Brandon's up there waiting to putt, and you've got, you know, Mike in the sand, you know, it skulls it up there, and it just goes so fast that it hits him right in the chest.
The one thing that does amaze, I was telling the guys this whenever it was, the one thing that amazed me in golf, especially with the caddies, is how average people will be ahead of people that have to hit the ball that aren't any good.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea where the ball's going to go.
Yeah. Saw Doug Wells get Bobby Catalano at due process, man, with that whole situation where Bobby's just walking in front of Doug Wells, who we know stinks, and Doug hits this line drive at like 150 miles an hour and hits Bobby in the elbow.
Ooh.
And Bobby's a tough guy. He went down like a ton of bricks.
I'm sure he did.
And Doug's just like, four?
A little late.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, Doug walks onto the golf course yelling four.
Yeah.
I mean, and he probably, I would say, on average, 10 fours around.
Yeah, at least. The conservative.
Especially even if you're behind
him. It's only 18 holes.
Even if you're behind him, you got to worry about it.
And by CBS Sports Network, 10 o'clock, free Odyssey app and WFN, the whole thing. But yeah. There you go. Now that is three instances of WFAN personalities. Oh, by the way, there's another one. Didn't Sal almost kill
Joe Beningo? Yes, last year.
That's four now.
That was last year when we played with Steve Hirsch.
Yeah.
Joe, again, ahead, sitting in the car because Joe was playing from the gold tees.
Okay.
But he was way ahead of us, but in front, and Sal hit a line drive right at him, and it hit the golf cart right where his stuff was.
Oh, my God.
How it missed the man area, I don't know.
Wow.
He almost killed Joe.
That would have killed Joe.
Unbelievable.
Yes. One of his testicles would have exploded.
Oh. That was not good. It was not good.
Yeah. So for whatever reason, we are in harm's way out there.
Because we're idiots.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, for the most part.
All of these instances avoidable.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Mine
definitely was.
Right.
Well, I don't know about Brandon's.
Yeah, Brandon's, I mean, he's just playing, you know?
Depends. I mean, if he's ahead of Mike, and even just slightly to the right, you're still in front of him. None of us know what we're doing.
You think that's the trap that Mike fell in that time? Couldn't get him out of it? What now? I was told he fell in a trap there.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not hear that. All right, maybe I did. Yeah, I did. That's an urban legend, apparently. That I think there's some truth to.
You haven't fallen in a trap yet?
I have not fallen in one, no.
I have.
Pebble Beach, I almost did.
Really?
A deep one when I was playing with Rob and not with you guys.
Yeah. I've been able to get out of all of them.
I fell in a trap in Arizona one time. I was backing up, lining up a putt.
And what, down you went?
Oh, man.
Right off the cliff.
Wow.
Everybody was crying, laughing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you get in one of those deep traps sometimes, tough to climb out of it. And apparently that was the story there where some folks at the golf course had to assist.
Don't say it again.
Brian in Northport. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, guys. Hey, Gio, I would love to hear your take. You know that there's a way that Mike would spin this to blame BT for the ball not going in the hole, that it was his fault for being there.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. I mean, you could very easily figure out how that would go. You shouldn't have been standing there. I don't know why you're there. He would be talking to, if BT had died, Mike would have been chastising his corpse. You should have never been there. I don't know how to get out of the sand. You should have never been there. You know, now we got to do this whole thing. We got to get your body back to the clubhouse. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, that would ruin a round of golf for sure.
Yep. A lot of stuff happens out there.
Yes, it does. Especially when it involves a WFAN personality.
My God. Who knew?
Well, yeah, there you go, Jerry. So wanted to tell that story while you were in here, and I know you got more sports.
And I can certainly appreciate it more than anybody.
What is this, USA versus Slovenia on CBS Sports Network? Okay. There you go. Live somewhere. I don't know where. But it's somewhere.
It is USA, though, so that's good. We're brought to you by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Also brought to you by Roto-Rooter, leaf plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter. We'll start with the preseason football last night, where the Giants beat the Patriots 42-10 as Tommy DeVito had himself a big game.
Out of the shotgun, DeVito takes the snap. DeVito stands in, going to swing it left for Ward. Ward makes a man miss to the 35. Cut back 30, 25-20. Racing 10-5, touchdown, 41 yards, scintillating.
There you go, Chris Carino with
cheese.
The call. Yeah, one of three touchdown passes for DeVito, who barely missed. He was 17 of 20 for 198 in this big win, big preseason win for the Giants. Jackson Dart, 6 of 12, came out of the game, took a hit on a scramble and a run down the right sideline, threw for 81 yards and a touchdown, cleared from concussion protocol, so he's fine, he's not injured. Now this got out, so Ryan, the game was on Amazon Prime. Ryan Fitzpatrick doing the pregame with Carissa, I think it was Carissa Thompson, was asked this question, the reason why I'm playing it in a second.
Fans should be excited about Jackson Dart. Why?
Oh my goodness, he's intelligent, he's got the arm strength, but it's the moxie, it's the way that he carries himself, and you've seen it even the way he's played in the preseason, the arm angles, the swagger. I think guys really resonate and are drawn to a guy like that.
All right, so it's all good, right? Well, I don't know who put this out, and I really don't think he was serious, though he seems like he's getting clobbered on social media for it. Here was the rehearsal with him and Carissa Thompson that's on social media.
You've seen from Jackson Dart that you like.
From Jake?
From Jake from State Farm.
Jake? Yeah, from Jackson Dart, it's exciting. He's got leadership, he's got intelligence, and he's got moxie, which is a fun thing. I don't like his release. I think it's slow. He dances like Drew Locke. Not a huge fan. I don't think Giants fans should be excited at all.
Now, I think he's joking if you watch it, but some people took it pretty serious. And
but that's a rehearsal.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that reason that even
but
gets
why
out.
Rehearse it if you're not going to say the same stuff? Like, it's just a waste
of time. I think he's just trying
to
have some fun and point out to the producer and director that it's a waste of time.
Okay. Makes sense.
That's probably very true. Yeah. In terms of Dart, we now know, Russell Wilson starting. We know that. That having been said, Dart says be prepared. If the number is called, he certainly had himself a good preseason.
It's like whenever my number is called, that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play my game, I'm going to ball. And that's just my mindset anytime I touch the field. Obviously, Russ is the starter and he's going to do amazing. He's had such a great camp and has played at an elite level. So.
All right, so that's all good. Then you've got Jameis Winston after the game, goes to Instagram with DeVito and Dart.
They call us the Three Amigos. But somebody had the hat trick today. We turning up, and we got the Young Bucks, and we eat W's with the Young Bucks. You know what time it is. Go, Big Blue. We turning up. We setting this thing out. Way ahead, they running away. The Three Amigos, the Three Tutties.
Yeah.
Good night.
I wonder where Jameis is going to be playing next week.
Yeah, I wonder where Russell Wilson was then, just now, with the Three Amigos.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, this is what everybody says.
Well, they're all the backups,
Oh, well, yeah, but you know what I mean.
There's the quarterback room and the backup room?
No, but I mean those three guys are not the starters.
True.
That's all.
That is very true. Meantime, on the other side of things, you got Mike Vrabel. He was asked if he has any comments towards a report that wide receiver Jalen Polk will require season-ending shoulder surgery.
No. I don't know, other than I'd like to find out where some of these come from. Some of these rats around here, so we'll figure that out.
Rats around here, I know exactly how he feels. Hey, NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
Now, the Panthers played the Steelers last night. It's very interesting that Bojangles came up earlier on the program because it was a topic during that game last night as well.
A reminder from Bojangles. Scan the QR code on your screen to claim a free Bo's chicken sandwich. Steve Smith already did it.
Boom.
And don't forget, drive through Bojangles after the game with your gift card or free sandwich from tonight's broadcast.
All right, so that's Steve Smith Sr. Now, he is involved in this home wrecker lawsuit, as we know. So he was kind of having fun, sort of, with that.
Our fans run into you guys.
Yes.
Going through the drive through after the game. Are you going to treat the fans to a chicken sandwich if they spot you?
No, bro, it's one chicken sandwich. Man, y'all know my situation. I can't afford to be helping anybody right now.
Wait, a home wrecker lawsuit? I don't remember.
Don't you remember that? Didn't he have an affair with someone and the husband contacted him? Am I right?
Oh, that's right.
And we read voicemail? The text.
Yeah, we read the text messages.
Oh, it was the voicemail, I think.
Yeah, there was that too. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So he's now in a bit of a financial hot water spot.
A little bit of a situation as he found it hilarious.
Yeah. Sounds like he's having fun with it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You know, he's getting free chicken sandwiches and talking about his personal life and living it up.
I will tell you, the timing is amazing because as I was editing that, the guy called up about Bojangles.
Yeah.
Which is very funny. All right, baseball yesterday. Nationals beat the Mets 9-3. The Mets almost in a free fall, it feels like. Here was Juan Soto. The pitching hasn't been good. I don't think anybody would argue that, yet he doesn't see it that way.
I think they've been doing a great, great job, you know. They've been throwing the ball well all over around. Ain't easy to hold other offense as well as they've been doing.
What? These Dolphins?
That's what I heard. What is
title? I heard Dolphins in there.
I honestly have
Can you play that again?
Yeah.
I think they've been doing a great, great job, you know. They've been throwing the ball well all over around. Ain't easy to hold other offense as well as they've been doing.
It's not easy to hold other Dolphins, which is true. Ever try to hold a dolphin?
No, not easy.
Not easy.
The Mets will be in Atlanta tonight. Nolan McLean makes the start against Joey Wentz. As for the Yankees, this snippet is pretty much the way things went for them. Take you into the late innings.
Bouncing ball right side, fielded by Goldsmith. Oh. He dropped it. Oh!
Right on the tracks first.
Didn't want it defeated to De Los Santos.
And he didn't. Dropped it. Man on base. Two batters later.
High fly ball to deep right field and a no-doubter from Roman Anthony.
Yeah, and that put the cap on the game. 6-3 was the final as Boston beat New York. You got Max Fried tonight against Brian Bello on the Fan at 7:05 with first pitch. The Yankees, a game up in the loss column on Boston for the top wild card in the American League. The Brewers have been the hottest team in baseball for, it feels like, I mean, 6-8 weeks now. Yet, when they lost a rare loss to the Cubs on Wednesday, this was Pat Murphy, their head coach, dealing with a reporter or answering a reporter's question.
Murph, was the feeling from the guys in there a good one, a positive one, after you talked?
No.
Did you get a good sense from them?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I'm just asking. Negative? Yeah. I'm just asking.
That's kind of a dumb question, but yeah, there's great sense of it. The guys are in great spirits.
All right, so they went on to talk about great spirits. He was obviously ticked off after yesterday, and they beat Chicago. This is how he started with the same reporter.
How big was that hit for Collins there in the eighth?
That was tough on you yesterday, man. I'm sorry. You just kind of struck a chord with something. It's really not what you said. It's what I was feeling at the time, and then you said something that just triggered. I was emotional.
Jesus Christ.
Was triggered?
He was triggered, yeah. And he apologized. I don't remember the last time I saw a coach or a manager apologize to a reporter.
Well, at least not with a microphone around. Sometimes they go to him afterwards. But
that is very true. That is true. So that was very interesting. And lastly, from Shams, Malik, this is his tweet a little while ago, Malik Beasley, no longer a target of the federal gambling investigation conducted by the Eastern District of New York. His attorney's telling ESPN it potentially reopens free agency for him. So looks like he's been cleared in any wrong.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm doing.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, this song came up on my Instagram feed yesterday. And I'm like, man, what the hell happened to Juice Newton? And then I started reading. She was born in Lakehurst, New Jersey.
New Jersey's own. We never hear her when they go Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen. They never throw in Juice Newton.
I know. But she did go to high school down in Virginia Beach and then moved out to California. So anyway, that popped up on my feed yesterday. And I was like, wow, I forgot all about that song.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, I thought you had an update on where she went, what she did.
Well, she's into horse breeding.
Breeding?
Yes.
She's breeding horses out there?
Yeah, she married,
She
married a polo star.
Oh, polo.
According to her Wikipedia page.
The rest of the story.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, sounds like she's having a pretty good life.
I think so, yeah.
You know?
A couple of big hits out there.
Breeding the horses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're cutting the penises off of pedophiles out in Louisiana. Do you see that? I thought that was great. I really did. I mean, some people say, oh, you know, barbaric. I think that's awesome. These freaking creeps. And so for like a plea deal for this one guy, and I don't want to say, I mean, it's just a horrific, horrific crime. But he's 37. He gets 40 years in jail. And he gets his penis cut off.
I think it's the testicles.
Oh, it's not his penis.
I believe castration means testicles.
Oh, okay. Did you know they're cutting the balls off these pedophiles in Louisiana? I think that's great.
Okay.
I think it's spectacular.
Yeah, well, I say give him the death penalty, actually.
Yeah, I mean, this could be worse, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you know,
would be worse, yeah.
Yeah, like, get your balls chopped off and spend 40 years in jail. Like, he's not going to make it to 87.
No.
Like,
well, the pedophiles usually don't make it out of jail.
Right.
At all, so.
That is true. Yeah.
Which could be a worse predicament for him, right? I mean, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. This guy's got no chance. Especially, I'm not going to read what he did, but I'm telling you, this sex offender, this guy, he's not going to make it. If the people in jail, the police themselves in there, get the word of what this guy was committed, the crime was convicted for, he'll be done in a week. Done in a week. That's a turn your back spot if you're a warden or one of those corrections officers.
Nobody gives a rat's ass about him.
Exactly.
Nor should they.
But yeah, this is so we got the castration going on now. I wonder if that's going to spread to the other states.
Are they actually is it a chemical castration or?
They said both. Oh, physical and chemical.
Yeah, they say surgical castration under a bill signed into law by Governor Jeff Landry last year. Yep.
Don't see our governor doing that anytime soon.
No. She puts balls on people. That was good. I was proud of that one. But anyway, this guy's the first one. But no, when you see this, these sick crimes and stuff, I mean, I don't know, like, because these people are so effed up in the head that I don't know if this will be like, you'll see a decrease in these type of sex offenses when you know that you could get your balls cut off.
Well, that's the idea.
I'm hoping that it works.
That you would like to think that.
You think twice.
You would hope so, but you never know. You never know.
Because they're so messed up and they're like, you know, they're just diseased people. But I would like to see that if you get that, you know, that you see that decrease, maybe you get a couple other states that start doing that. You know, and then where you can...
Yeah, I don't think anybody north of the Mason-Dixon line is thinking that.
Is it going to hurt my balls at all?
I mean, but even if you got a couple more of the states in the South, Arkansas involved, you know?
Mississippi,
get them going. Florida seems like a great place to continue this.
Cut balls off.
I mean, this is so radical, and I did see what this guy's rap sheet is.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that he's even walking.
Yeah. Well, he won't be. I don't think Kentucky's another one. I could see them. West Virginia. Huh? We'll get a couple of good ones. But this is a step in the right direction, stomping out this sex offender crap.
Anybody who has children would probably, I can't speak for everybody, but I would think a lot of us probably feel the same way.
Damn right. Even if you don't have children, you're not condoning this type of horrible behavior.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.